Good evening. This is Mr. Candle. I go to the bedside of boys and girls all over the world, bringing them stories of how other boys and girls live in other parts of the world and some of the little adventures that they have and the exciting things that they're doing. And as I do this, I sit on the bedside table here, a glowing candle, smiling in their faces, as their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers gather around, ready to hear the story Mr. Candle has to tell too, because they all seem to be interested in what children around the world are doing. Well, today, I just came from Poland, and as I was in Poland, I was at the Polish Opera House. And the Polish Opera House is quite a famous and quite a wonderful place. The people there have a great pride in their operatic music and in their performances of their symphonies and their orchestras. And, of course, this sort of inspires the young people as they are growing up in such a wonderful community. Well, Pietro is going to go to play in the orchestra that night. And all of a sudden, his wife had to go and visit with a neighbor who was ill. And she couldn't take Jumpy along. And Jumpy was 6 years old, and he didn't care about it anyhow. He would rather go with his dad if he could. And his dad says, "Jumpy, I have to play tonight in the symphony. But you can sit in the back, and you can sit right behind the screen there, right behind the curtain, and I'll be out front, and you can listen. And you can know that, Jumpy, I'm playing this music for you. I'm playing this music, Jumpy, because I know you have dancing feet, and you love to dance." Well, Jumpy and his father went to the symphony hall. And as the symphony played, it was so glorious. It was so exquisite. The music just soared to the heavens, and the audience was drinking it in as though it was the nectar of the gods, as surely it was. And Jumpy was sitting there all by himself, behind the curtains and listening. And Jumpy let his heart gather in the music. And as his heart began to gather in the music, his feet began to gather in the music too. And his feet began to dance. And since there was no one to disturb, he stood up. And he gave a performance. This little critter, he stood up and gave a performance backstage, behind the curtains where no one could see him. And he danced. And as the music soared, he soared. And as the music quieted down, he quieted down. He was almost like the ballet artist of Swan Song, moving with that glorious music, feeling so beautiful and so wonderful. And his feet would dance. It was not a tap dance. It was a slide dance. And it was sort of a tickle-toe dance where he would move a little bit on his toes this way and that way. And he would dance all over that back theater area there. There was a little light there so he could see what he was doing. And he danced. And this went on for 2.5 hours. And he danced the entire 2.5 hours. He could not sit down, even when the intermission happened and the orchestra didn't play for a while. He still stood up and danced. He not only danced from the music he heard from the orchestra, but he danced from the music he heard in his heart. And as he danced from the music he heard in his heart, oh, he felt so good. He felt so wonderful. He felt so marvelous. And his dancing feet, they just slid and tippy-toed and moved around in the most beautiful cycles and circles. And Jean-Pierre was so happy in his dance steps. Well, as strange things happen, after the music was over and his father collected him, before he could leave, a group of people had been watching as this young man was dancing. And as they said, "A moment," and they stood wondering, now what did the boy do? And in a group, they applauded him most beautifully. They applauded him and said, "What a wonderful dancer, what a wonderful boy, what a wonderful being. Oh, he is so glorious, he is so in tune, he is so magnificent." They had watched him from beginning to end because they too were backstage doing their duties, opening and closing the curtain, turning the lights on at the right time, doing all these things, but then they would watch him. They would watch this dancer and the magic of his dance. And as they watched him, they were enthralled with something that was so beautiful. It came from the very heart of him. It came from the very soul of him. It came from the very being of him that you cannot put words to. You cannot in any way describe how it works. But there it was. And he danced. And he danced, and he danced. Now, his dad was utterly amazed. When the director of the symphony passed through that area, he heard the conversation, and he said, "What is this all about?" And the group said to him that this boy has magic in his feet, dancing in his feet. He's a dancer of exquisite character, because the music is not only in his feet, it comes from his soul, it comes from his heart, where he is one as the music, and he flows with it. And the director said, "This cannot go unrecognized." So, the next performance of the symphony, the director asked his father if the boy could perform for one or two pieces in front of the great audience that filled that beautiful music hall. And his father was almost beside himself. "My son? My son?" And when he told his wife, she said, "Our son? How can it be? We knew he had music and he loved music, but how could it be?" And this, the next evening, when the opera held its special session again, there he was, Jean-Pierre. There he was, out front, dancing as his soul rendered him to dance, as his heart caused him to dance, as his dancing feet led him, and his dancing feet shared with the entire audience the music that dwells in the soul of any being who is willing to open up and let go, and let their dancing feet show them the way to the music that takes them to heaven. Kind of exciting. And it wasn't totally his shoes. He had ordinary shoes on, nothing special. It was his dancing feet. It was a dance from the heart and soul of this beautiful boy. Kind of neat, huh? You think one day you'll hear more about that? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you and give you sweet, wonderful dreams, give you sweet memories, give you a sweet evening. So, now cuddle up with your mom and dad and tell your mom and dad how much you love them. Snuggle them in and say, "Mommy, I love you, I love you, I love you, Daddy. You're wonderful." Can you imagine what Jean-Pierre said to his father? Ho, 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 ho. Yes. And so, now you're off to sleep. Boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle, and I'll see you another evening And I'll see you with stories that are just as imaginative and exciting as this. Because I'm everywhere and I see everything. Have a lovely evening. Have a lovely sleep. Have lovely dreams. And follow your heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.